This is Dr. Kevin Elka with the Thursday Night Pep Talk. This is only a test. I was in Columbus, Ohio a week ago, and I got done speaking. A man came up to me with his son. His son just was coming back from Afghanistan. I thought he was home on some R&R. And I said, so what are you back for? He said, me and six of my friends were ambushed, and I had to come back to get surgery and get some shrapnel taken out of me. He said, five of my six friends were killed. And I'm going back to Afghanistan tomorrow. I said, you're going back to Afghanistan tomorrow? He goes, yeah. I said, how will you do that? How are you not focused on what just happened? He said, I have a progression for everything. He said, matter of fact, I saved the one guy's life and probably my own life because I followed my progression. I have a step-by-step that I do. I have a step-by-step how I get out of a car, how I secure the surroundings. He said, I don't think about any of that. I'm just going back to my progression. Some of you by now have lost a game, two games, three games, maybe been hurt. Here's somebody that has five friends. I have to stay in myself. I have to stay in my progression. I can get consumed by self-pity. That gets me off of my progression. You know, when someone's playing a sport, when they lose the play, they usually lose two plays. There's a double loss because then they powder go in self-pity afterwards. Stay on the progression. Stay right on what you're doing. When I was at the University of Miami, we had a Navy SEAL speak to us, and he talked about all these battles that they won and they went through. And most of them, they shouldn't have got out of alive, and they used to start to chant, we're dead soldiers fighting. And what that meant was, even with odds against them, stay on your progression. When you get in a challenge, here's the test. Have you stayed on your progression? Or have you pouted? Have you judged? Have you criticized the coaches? Have you criticized other players? Have you criticized yourself? Or did you just stay on your progression? This is just a test. That's all this really is. That same Navy SEAL told a story. He said, less Navy SEALs are killed in battle than all other parts of the service. But they found that almost 90% of the Navy SEALs killed are by friendly fire. Did you friendly fire on your team the last time you had a challenge? Did you criticize someone else? Spoken words become fruits that you will eventually eat. How'd your tongue survive the test? Life and death is in the tongue. On NFL 32, Teddy Bruschi asked me a question about Donovan McNabb, and I talked about my father. He said, how is Donovan going to be able to sit on the bench? And I talked about how my father came back from war, and he never really looked comfortable to me because he was underwhelmed with his life compared to being a leader of men into battle. But he told me a story about one night they went into battle, and somebody went to the captain and said, Reverend, pray for me. I come back from battle. He said, I won't pray for you that prayer because some men are coming back and I'm not going to ask for you a favor, but I'll go into battle with you. Quit doing friendly fire. Go into battle with him. Now, I know a professor who has his students give himself a grade, A or B, whatever you want. Then he has them write a small paper on why they deserve that grade. Then he said to them, I want you to do those things to get that grade. I want you to give yourself a grade for the rest of the season, the playoffs, whatever's involved. I want you to write down and pray about what do you need to do to get that grade. Stay on my progression. No friendly fire. Go pass that test. Pass that test before you even take it. That's what I want you to do. I don't know if you know, but palms mean victory. When Christ rode into town, they threw palms down. What that meant? He won the battle before he fought it. It was already won. That's what palms meant. Go win your battle before it's even fought. Go get an A because it's only a test. This is Dr. Kevin Elka with the Thursday Night Pep Talk. It's only a test. Thank you. And let's go pass this test before we even take it.